Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Dr. Jesse Carey. He has a doctorate in chemistry and a degree in history. He is currently a senior scientist at the Idaho National Lab. I have Gary Fredericks. He's the CEO of OnPoint Partners, where they provide back office services for small businesses. And I have Brandon Mahoney. He is known as Dr. Startup and is the co-founder of LaunchPoint Labs, a national venture firm where he is an expert in creating sales departments. The question I have for you, does learning a valuable lesson through suffering make it worth it? Brandon, what do you think?
When I first thought of this question, I thought, oh yeah, if I stub my toe and I learn a valuable lesson, absolutely. But when I think of the key words there being suffer and valuable lesson, when I think of suffering, it's not just a simple pain, it's you went through something life-changing. And at this point in my life, thinking about what I've gone through to become who I am, despite loving who I am, I don't think the suffering was necessarily worth the valuable lessons. Mm. I might look back and change my mind on that, but right now where I stand, I would rather not have suffered if I could still have learned those lessons without it.
That makes sense.
I think the one thing is too, is sometimes you don't learn a lesson unless you actually suffer first. Well, ideally you do it without the suffering, but sometimes you kind of need that pain to really drive the message home.
So does that make it worth it because it's necessary?
Yeah, it's kind of a tough one. I think in hindsight, you can say, like, obviously you survived to that point. But, so you could say that, but then there's also the whole survivor bias kind of aspect.
Right.
But I think as Brandon's point there, you know, ideally you can learn a lesson without going through the pain in that way.
Mm.
I think I've certainly learned a lot and had rewarding experiences when I had to be dragged through the ringer. I have some friends that say, success is much sweeter if you've failed before, because then you have a perspective over your success and you can enjoy it more. I've spent a lot of time suffering through business things, not so much with family or anything like that. So I'm blessed that way. But in my business career and some with friends, suffered through some stuff and come out the other side better. And every time I'm able to improve who I am.
I feel like what you just said struck a chord with me, because the relationship I have with my husband, Russ, is really, really good. And I wonder if I would appreciate as much if I hadn't been through a couple of really bad relationships. I wonder if I would think that this relationship with him would be boring if I didn't know that, no, this is what calm looks like. So I think that that's one thing. I often say I like who I am, so I wouldn't change it, but I would never want to do it again. Yeah. And I'm wondering if there's an easier way. I feel like a lot of times I spent a lot more time suffering than I probably should have. I probably could have learned that lesson faster.
100% agree on that. I love who I am, but I wouldn't want to relive what I went through to get there. When I think about it, it's like the averages. What is the average amount I've suffered throughout life? And what are the average valuable lessons I've learned throughout life? And do the values outweigh? And there are definitely times where the suffering did not justify the lesson learned, particularly when I think about it and I was given advice that I didn't adhere to that advice. And so I went through that suffering without needing to.
By choice.
Yeah, absolutely. By choice.
This reminds me too of the, which you guys have read Charlie Munger's, but it's the Poor Charlie's Almanac. He's got a point in there. The best way to learn is through, especially from mistakes, is vicariously. Learn from someone else's mistakes and then take that going forward so that you don't have to do the same suffering, but you still get the same lesson.
Sometimes I wonder though, how good we are at learning from other people's mistakes. Like we see other people do stuff and we're like, nah, that won't happen to me. And we try it anyway.
That's what we say. Yep. That won't happen to me. I know them more. And they're in the same boat.
Mm-hmm. So how do you think, assuming that suffering does lead to good lessons, is that something you realized as soon as the suffering was over, or do you have to get distance from it before you can say, oh, that's what I was supposed to have learned?
I think the first time I had to get distance.
Hmm.
The 21st time I started to understand, I got to go through this now and hopefully I come out the other side and I'm going to be a better person for it. And I'm going to have learned what I can learn, take the best and leave the rest, kind of thing. So yeah, for me, that's how it started. It was, oh my God, I feel like it's the end of my life. My world is coming to an end when you're 20 years old. And then when you're 40 years old, it's just another bump in the road.
I would have to agree. At first it was, I needed distance between, but anymore in life, it's almost immediately like, okay, just went through this. What am I supposed to be learning here? What is the lesson life is trying to teach me? And I jump into evaluation mode to try to get through that faster.
I just had an experience recently where I was talking through some of my past lessons learned, and someone pointed out, you know, this thing right here, that's why you're so good at this thing over here. And I had never made that connection before. So, you know, here I am 20 years post lesson, and someone else had to make the connection for me. So
did that make you feel more aware of it to the point where it distracted you?
Distracted me? I don't think so. I've started talking about it more when people ask me about what I do and how I got here and how I got good at it. I've kind of added that little piece of the puzzle to it because it suddenly, it was kind of an aha moment of, oh, right, I used to do that. So just to give you the story so it makes more sense, back when I was married before, I used to do a lot of traveling. He treated me kind of like arm candy, and I spent a lot of time at very powerful events in a cocktail dress, holding champagne and wearing high heels, talking to men about what they were doing and what was going on in their lives. And I realized that now the work that I do is very similar to that, that I was doing back then, just kind of because I was there. And I didn't ever make that connection that flying all over Europe and doing those events kind of set me up to do what I do now.
Yeah.
So I think it helps if you talk through stuff with people, because they can make connections that you hadn't, lessons you learned you didn't even realize you learned.
You know, I probably shouldn't say this because it's my secret ingredient, but sometimes when I have a competitor, I'll compliment them on some little detail of something, and they get all screwed up. Then all of a sudden, now because it was something they just did, it was intrinsic, now they're thinking about it.
Oh.
I had a friend I played tennis with, and I stink at tennis. He was the number one tennis player in New Jersey for a long time. I said to him, Jeff, you throw the ball up and your swing is incredible how you do that. Do you hit the ball at the very top of the when you throw it up, or does it come down a little bit before you hit it? I beat him every time after that.
Did you do that on purpose, or did you legit want to know?
Oh, I did it on purpose.
Oh, that's mean.
That's not mean, because someone made me play him. I didn't want to play him. I stunk. I was losing every game. So I said, well, I got to even the scale here. Sometimes I think if someone were to say, you know, you're really good at this, and I think, I didn't even know that.
And that's not even suffering. That creates suffering from something you're good at. That's not good. Yeah,
you create the suffering. So that's my secret ingredient for competition.
I have to be careful talking to you.
Sporting competitions.
So I feel like there are lots of, if I look back over the course of my life, I feel like there is suffering that I'm like, I don't know what I was supposed to learn from that. Do you guys have things like that too, that there's just in your past where you're like, I don't know what I was supposed to take away?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, in my personal life, being in relationships where you get cheated on, I'm like, what lesson is there? I hadn't figured that out. So
yeah, for some of the stuff that's been there, I have to say most of the stuff I've had gone through that's been not the most pleasant. I have figured out like kind of there's some kind of lesson or how to avoid either going that in the future, which has been sort of useful, not going through the same thing again, which is helpful. But then sometimes you're just growing in different ways. So I can't think of too many where there hasn't been something that's been learned at the next, especially personal relationships is one thing, especially, and going from there and taking that to the next step.
I'm a pretty much of a purist. When it's something ethical, an ethical question, I'll call people on it. And frankly, I don't really get anywhere from it, but I end up going through the ringer a lot because it's higher than me in the organization or whatever, and people get mad and argue. I've got a lot of people that don't like me because I speak up about public education and how I think it needs to be changed. And I don't know necessarily that I'm learning anything from it, but I'm not going to stop either. So, you know.
That's a whole nother conversation, isn't it? Suffering for what's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Ugh. Well, that is our 10 minutes. I'm going to have to cut us off there. Thank you for having this conversation with me. I'm not sure if we decided if suffering is worth it or not, but I think we are all very thankful for the lessons we've learned and glad that we're through it. So thanks so much. I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.
Thank you.